Hey, it's Kevin 444 SoCal. I just made a boo, but it blew up on me because I have these new speakers that I got for my birthday, and I'm thinking of starting a show actually, like a little video DJ. I don't know if I'll put my video on, but audio boo DJ, because my new desktop has got some upgraded speakers, so it sounds badass. And my first boo I just recorded just blew up on me because I didn't realize how powerful these speakers really are, and it was very distorted, so it wouldn't be a very good audio boo. So I had to shut down the bass and keep the volume lower, and I'm gonna try it again. I'm just playing a little music here, but it sounds great. Maybe you can listen with me. That wasn't the song I wanted. There we go. Turn the volume down a bit. Like I say, turn the bass off. So maybe I'll start a new show and compete with Amham's show. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of free time. I work quite a bit of hours during the week, but I do happen to have a day off. But this is the Cars from Boston, 1979, I believe. I was a teenager in New Hampshire doing crazy things like teenage kids do. But I had a great group of friends, and we used to hang out and listen to this is like our genre. It's like, like rock and roll. We were angry young men, teenagers, So, I don't know if rock and roll is, I don't know if that's the right term, but a lot of kids kind of get rebellious. But to this day, I'm in my 40s now, and I still love this music. I do listen to different types of genres of music. However, because of my roots growing up in, southern New Hampshire, this is all we were exposed to, was just these great bands from the 80s. We got the Cars, we got Aerosmith, we got the J Geils Band. Geez, Till Tuesday was big back then. Billy Idol, Cinderella. I mean, the list goes on and on. Quiet Riot. But just some great music. I mean, a lot of you listeners today are probably young and you listen to different types of music, which is fine, but you really got to dig into the archives of the 80s because you're really missing a great era. And this is their debut album, The Cars. And they did well in the 80s, but unfortunately they disbanded. But I think they just got back together. And they did a tour last summer, so I think they're actually back together. They lost one of the band members, unfortunately. Ben Orr passed away about 5 or 6 years ago. He was a real big part of the band. He had a solo career. He was the lead singer for Drive, and so a big part of the band lost with Mr. Benjamin Orr. I know my music, so stick with me, I'll teach you. I actually had a roommate once from a different country, and he said, "Oh, Kevin, you should be a music teacher." Maybe I missed my calling. No, I just know I do actually, for some reason, I read a lot about it and listen to it. But that's my boo. Haven't done one for a long time. And I had some free time today. Hope you enjoyed it. Maybe I'll be out there competing with the Amham show. My friend, that he has his own show. Give him a listen sometime. You have a great day.